Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngoba masekhona bazalwane umoya ongcwele kuyezwakala. Kuyezwakala 8 minutes after 6. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Let's Praise Him. Ah, yeah, umzimba kaKristu. Siyabonga bazalwane. Bless you, bless you, bless you for joining in this morning. Your voice notes, your messages are coming through on 082-657-2729. Maskesim vutikwa kusen uba utini na apha kuwe. Uthini uThixo kumzimba wakhe ekuseni. Ungahlali mntasekhaya nemessage kabawo. Ayiyo yakho, yeyethu. Qha uyinikwe ngubawo. So please do share it with us. The lines are open, my family, all the way to 6:30 this morning, 012-334-1322. We are reading together from many, many, many scriptures. My greatest conviction this morning, ubawo just needs us to know, bazalwane, that this thing of wanting to view salvation and viewing each other in Christ, you know, according to ourselves before we came to Christ, it is a snare, you know, it is the stone upon which we stumble. Little is Ulgatiko, 2 Corinthians, let me just read it from verse 16 all the way to verse 19. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one, no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. You know, that could take us a whole year just trying to break down that statement alone. It could take us a whole year. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. The title of this portion of scripture is Be Reconciled to God. What is reconciled to God, bazalwane, is our regenerated selves. When we truly die, when we truly break down and lay down all our lives before Christ and allow him to allow that life to burn on the altar of sacrifice so that he can arrive. Rise in us and begin to live his life through us. And therefore we regard no one according to the flesh. Therefore, when the flesh of my brother or sister arises, I disregard it, because it is no longer them who lives, but Christ in them, the hope of glory. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Many times we approach the throne room of God according to the flesh, and we approach Christ according to the flesh, and we expect him to respond in accordance to the level and the realm of our flesh. He is not in the flesh, bazalwane. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He is everywhere to all people in all nations at the same time through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. He is no longer in the tomb, Therefore, if anyone then is in Christ, he is a new creation. This morning, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus. How does God reconcile us to himself through Christ Jesus? He does so by transforming us into the likeness of Christ, by causing the old to pass away, by causing the old to be insignificant, by causing the old to be of no effect, so that the spirit man can arise and begin to live, to worship, to speak, to honor, to disregard the old, to be reconciled back to God. It is the spirit man, bazalwane, and who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, but has committed to us the word of reconciliation. This is the grace. And because of this, then we are ambassadors of Christ. We don't just become ambassadors of Christ in our flesh, wanting to do things and walk in the flesh. And, you know, we've even crafted phrases like, oh no, you know, we are only flesh. God knows we are only dust. Yes, he knows. But he has given us Christ, because Christ is the guarantee. He is the seal of everything that God God is promising us in His Word. He has given us the Spirit of God so that we may be able to walk according to the Spirit. Everything, Bazalwane, you know, I realize that every promise, especially in the New Testament from the book of Acts, it is given to those who will choose to walk according to the Spirit, no longer in the realm of the old, according to the Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit, they shall be sons of God. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who are led by the Spirit and no longer by the dictates of their flesh, according to the Spirit. This morning, the Lord cannot be worshipped, cannot be obeyed, this life cannot be lived from the place of our flesh. Actually, as we speak, my flesh and your flesh should be burning on the altar of sacrifice. That means everything that the flesh comes with, the understanding of the flesh, the language of the flesh, the desires of the flesh, the vain ambitions of the flesh, the voice of the flesh, all of it should be burning on the altar of sacrifice, so that this new man, Barcelona, there is a new man that has been trapped besides a trolley door of our lack of faith, besides a trolley door of our reluctance to let go of the old. There is a new man that has been trapped, that is crying out to be released, so that Christ in us may be exalted. Little is when I am lifted up, I shall draw all men unto Him. Not when the flesh is lifted up, Bazalwane, but when Christ in us, the hope of glory, is lifted up, He shall draw all men unto Him. Many times we invest so many resources evangelizing from the place of our flesh, when we have already been given the Holy Spirit, the one who has been given instruction to be with us until the end, as we go out into the ends of the earth, making disciples of all nations, the one who has been given to us as an empowerer, an enabler, the one who gives us the power and the boldness to witness Christ with credibility, to witness Christ with power. He is already alive in us, and yet we invest the resources of our own doing and flesh, because we still want to preach Christ from the flesh. We still want to live in the flesh and preach a risen Christ who is no longer in the tomb. Oh, Jehovah Magas Naitekseni. Hallelujah. We are coming back to look at Genesis, at the book of Genesis, where God looks for Adam. Rather, we am kangelu Adam agam toli. We am kangelu Adam basalona agam fumani. Uti Adam, where are you? Oh, Nkosiyama Khosi. Uti Adam, the one that I created with my own hands, the one that I breathe life into. Oh, yes, I see the Adam in the flesh. I see the Adam that has sinned. I see the Adam that forgot the instruction I gave him. But I am looking for the Adam that I created. I'm looking for the Adam that I breathe my very own life, that I declared, now I shall make man in my own image. Oh, Adam, where are you this morning? Where are you, Adam, this morning? Oh, the Lord help us this morning. We are coming back to take your calls. 012-334-1322.
Let's praise Him every Sunday morning at 5 with Ayanda Nenemba for prayer, intercession, testimonies, worship, and the Word. Let's praise Him with Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, it is indeed, my family. Oh my goodness, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless all of us. The Lord remake us truly into His image. Adam, where are you? We are coming back to look at that scripture. We'll take a quick break. Your calls are coming through on 012-334-1322 this morning. I see there's somebody trying to call and they keep getting cut. If you can't get through on the line, Bazalwane, lapas corner. 0826572729 is where you share your heart about what the Lord is saying to you, to the church this morning, about what the Lord is saying to his body, his bride this morning. Sifuna Mvuthixo. Good morning, Mzalwane. I'm coming through on 0826572729. Uchehova kuyazwakala maseka khona. Kuyazwakala maseka fikile umnini wendawo. Kuyavakala maseka fikile. Kuyabonakala bazalwane maseka fikile uJehova ekuseni. Hallelujah. Sake siphinde. Kuna something man kule ngoma. Kuna something in the song. Sake siphinde. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sister.
Hallelujah, Ayana. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Dada Mekseni. Kiyaphileka, Dada.
Jesu inkosi yabusa, Sister.
Amen. Amen. Siyambulela
Baba. Akekho fana na.
Hallelujah, Dada. Hallelujah.
Akekho. Akekho futhi akayi kuba khona.
Mm.
Ya uthembekile, Sister Ayanda. Ya khumbula omnye umhlabelelo othi ya glory fills the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Your beauty none compares. You reign in majesty.
Jesus.
What a great God you are.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus.
He's a great God.
Hallelujah, Dad.
His glory fills the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, he reigns in majesty.
Hallelujah.
Ubusa yena sisayanda. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ubusa yena. Konke ekakushilo kusesenjalo.
Amen, tata. Kakatshintsha. Kakatshintshi. Hallelujah.
Sisayanda, izwi likaNkulunkulu aliboli. Ali expire. Nathi wasidala sababa uNkulunkulu abancane esikhulumayo akuboli aku expire.
Amen.
Esikushoyo yiloku okwenzekayo empilweni zethu.
Hallelujah.
Sisayanda, we are spirit beings.
Injalo tata.
Saphefumulelwa uNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Sinobu uNkulunkulu ngaphakathi kithi. Bonke sikushoyo kuyenzeka, noma kuyenzekanga namhlanje kuzowenzeka ngoba sikushilo thina ngemilomo yethu thina abonkulunkulu abanqane. Sisayanda, uNkulunkulu uthe lapha ku-Isaiah 43 verse 19 athi uqale into entsha.
Hallelujah, Dad. Amen.
Uhlala izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi ezulwini uJesu uziveza anganqamuki. Ngaso sonke isikhathi ingelozi uma zimbheka zimthola amusha. Angasuye lozo ezimbone ekuqaleni. Ngaso sonke isikhathi uNkulunkulu uyazamba uzambula kabusha kithi.
Kabusha, tata, kabusha.
I-revelation ebekade nginayo last year akusasiyo le ekanginike yona.
Come on, come on, Dad.
Uma siholwa umoya oyingcwele sizawuhlala sinama-revelation amasha ngoba umoya oyingcwele uyawuhlala sambulela uNkulunkulu ngobusha.
Sure.
Kungako izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kufanele sikhule ekumazini. Kungako uPaul lapha ku-Hebrews 5 verse 12 uyabathethisa uthi namanje ngisanikeza ubisi angikhona ukunikeza okuqinile ngoba kufanele sikhule siphume ebisini singene kuphi ekudleni okuqinile. Uma singaholwa umoya oyingcwele siyawuhlala sidla ubisi sisanyanda ngekuyiphila impilo yobuKristu sakhuluma ngomoya engcwele ngaphandle kukamoya engcwele sisayanda sihlala ubuKristu asisiwa amaKristu siyabudlala lobuKristu siyabupractice abukho kithi siyabuactor
sketch tata
Isketch angeke ube umKristu ungana ungaholwa umoya engcwele. Ngoba izilo kaNkulunkulu liyasho lithi abangaholwa umoya engcwele abasibi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Abasibi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu baba.
Haleluya. Uzoba umntwana kaNkulunkulu kanjani ungaholwa umoya engcwele? Ngiyabonga sisi.
Haleluya. Father, we thank you. Saza sabonga Jehova ekseni. We bless you. We thank you my Father. Uthetha Thixo wethu kuvakala ekseni inkosi yamakhosi. Those who are led by your spirit they shall be called the sons of God. Asikhoni Thixo wethu uhamba lendlela ungekho wena. Asikhoni inkosi yamakhosi ukungqina ngawe ungekho wena. Thixo lungileyo ngoba kumele xa kungqina umntana kaThixo ophilayo ngaphakathi noKristu ophilayo kumele kucace Thixo wethu thezwini lakho greater works shall you do more than these because you believe in me uthi Thixo wethu when we believe in you rivers of living water shall flow from within our bellies akhoneki Thixo wethu uhamba lendlela ungekho akhoneki Thixo wethu umoya wakho engekho ukuhamba lendlela siyabulela ekseni ngoncokola nathi mzali wethu ngoncokola nathi kamnandi kangakanana ho sikumamele moyo ingcwele sikulindile Thixo uba mawuthethe nathi ezinhlizweni zethu usizale kabutshe ekseni ungavumi Thixo wethu singavumi uzalwa kabutshe ekseni ungavumi Thixo wethu singakuvumeli usizale kabutshe ekseni ungavumi Thixo wethu ngoba nkosi emakhosi kunophawu labo bafe nawe bavuswa nawe kunophawu Thixo wethu lungileyo kunophawu ekseni kunophawu Thixo wethu ungavumi singakuvumeli usizale kabutshe ekseni ungavumi bawo Ah, 24 minutes after 6 is your time, my family, this morning. We are taking your calls, your messages, your WhatsApp, voice notes, your prayers. We want to hear God together at 6:30 or just after 6:30. I just want us to cross over, my family, to, you know, a series that has helped me incredibly, especially to those who are struggling, you know, with the struggle between flesh and spirit. You know, Pastor John Piper preaches and teaches about literally the message of just learning how to walk in the rest of God and allowing him to live through you. And we are going to be listening, I think, to about 12 or 14 minutes of that message. And then we'll come back and take more of your voice notes on 0826572729. But right now, the lines are open. Bazalwane, sifuna umvuthixo uba uthini na kuwe this morning. Hello, shalom, Jesus, Pindile. Siyabulela, sithandwa sesulu. Hello, hello. Hello, who is this one? Me Matlare or Ikimang? Kimme on Tate Matlare? Let's start there. It is some Kangelege Umpolapuli. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Sis Ayanda.
Good morning, Mdasakai.
Early morning, first day of the week. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, you know, Matandaza. Kuluma Abraham uthi wenza iphutha when I look at impi yase Middle East ingxa yakhe hey ayanda kudinja kasungalalele mark my word kudinjaras ungalaleli banga ke namhlanje abathini bayamkhonza ngeqiniso umoya. If namhlanje if Messiah comes,
Jesus,
who's going to be safe? Uthi thandazani ukuthi ukubuya kwami ungabi nge winter. Ubusika ngithi.
Hallelujah.
Ngi sabatha. So ngitshele njengezolo abanye besikhonza. Si sabathini lakhe njengimbhalo isho ithi. Observe my Sabbath. Set it apart. If wabuya ezolo who's going to be saved? Abraham sometimes ngokuthi ngikwade ngithi yazi lo mkhulu lo wamosha. But nathi siyamosha. Even a garden as Eden. Look at Judas. But if Judas he didn't do those, ubana bazoyenza lento le. Umbhalo vele bemele egcwalise. But yena wamosha ngoku uzenga. He's supposed to go back. Ayocela iqolo yabona. Yeah, hey. After a long time. Have a wonderful day. Shalom.
Shalom, 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 my family. This morning, 0826572729. That's where your calls are coming through, or rather your voice notes and messages are coming through. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It's 012-334-1322. Until just a few minutes after 6:30, we'll be taking those calls. But in the morning, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Khona uJehova mntasekhaya. Hallelujah. Hello mam skwambana. Siyeza mami. Sisiphindile uthini uThixo ekuseni mntasekhaya. Uthini uThixo kuwe ekuseni. Masike simve kodwa before sifikelele kuwe. Masike siqalapha. Masike siqalapha. Sike sithi Radio Pulpit good morning. Mzalwane. Masike simbona uThixo ubuya fumaneka na 012-334-1322. Hallelujah.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning, Tatam. Yo, uthixo uyandithanda mna. You don't know my prayers this morning. Hallelujah.
Uyandithanda
mna. Amen.
Ngoba hayi asazi ukuthi bushonethi mina. Namanje ngizoba umnkosi nje mina. Awuyalwa baba inkosi uyalwa.
Ay come on dad, uyathetha.
Uyathetha man. Uthetha kufanele man. We thank you siyambonga uJehova sobuyile ukuthi ubuyephi.
Kaloku tata ndichilo nje bethu nana, I did say a week before the end of the year and on the 31st when we're doing the crossover, but I'm going to take the whole month away. Kuyanyanzeleka tata uba umntu make kayothula kubone phambi kothixo ayohlaziya amandla. Yeah, no, I absolutely had to take the time off. Amen.
Nathi we even when I wanted to get through, man, I big forget into my load shedding.
Yes, it
yeah. It's just the grace of God.
Hallelujah. He's broken through. Hallelujah. I know some concerts. No. As the airwaves, this is some tobe lutico. This is some tobe lutico. Amen.
We got to pray about this thing. Even yesterday, I was listening over to Radio
Pulpit.
This government, they are up to something. They want to legalize prostitution. Yet on the other side, you know, they say they are against gender-based violence. It's horrible. I think we are living in the last of the last days. The Lord is coming back.
Mm.
Very soon, and we must really pray, you know. Ngezwa nje ulo ubabunkosi ekhuluma. And then Romans chapter 8.
Amen.
I think it's verse 10, verse 9. La ethi uNkulunkulu izilithi, if any man is not the spirit of Christ,
sure,
is none of him. These are times when uNkulunkulu, religion and just now and kukhona this thing which they call it interfaith. La bethu uNkulunkulu wonke all religions are the same. We're living in the last of the last days. This is one of the signs of the second coming of Christ.
Come on, Dada.
The King is coming. I wish I had something as come on and baby goes, yes, Mudara Suga Glow.
No, you might have I don't agree with you for that particular part. Please, I'm begging. Okanya Magaslung is a slam, Butiko. Oh, Magaslam, Magasi Pitresha, Sitlazi. Yeah, no, the Lord must really help us, Dad. Like a cool.
Among Jehovah's.
Amen.
I just was so excited to use my voice.
Oh, what a fellowship this is. Bless you so much, yes. Itadam, this morning, and thank you for coming through. My family, that is Utadu Lot. It is Radio Pulpit, in case you've just joined us. 33 after 6 is your time. Siyagida. Siyamculela uJehova kumnandi. Uthi Utadu Lot. Ebazalwane, let's be careful. We are really living in the last days. You know, I think my sister who just sent a message right now was talking about Abraham and how we ought to ask ourselves, is Christ had to come. Gubani, who will be taken back with him into glory? And these are real questions. I just want to read that scripture that Utadu Lot is talking about. Verse 9 of Romans chapter 8. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, but the spirit gives life because of righteousness. Ay, Bazalwane. Ay, 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 ay. Ah, the Lord help us this morning. Ah, the Lord help us. Kakus ngayte, tick away to. Utu Naomi this morning. Good morning, Sis Ayanda. Won't you just pray? And I'm asking that we all pray that we can crucify the flesh because it goes after worldly things. Hallelujah. I agree. Anna May. Good morning, my sister. Oh, to Anna May. A scripture coming through from Exodus chapter 20. Very powerful portion of scripture. Very, very powerful. You know, kaso ufuna ubona uThixo ubungangamhle bukaThixo. Khawukuye phaa kulaa ncwadi ka Exodus. Uthi you shall make an altar. Oh, oh, of earth for me and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen, in every place where I cause my name to be recorded and remembered through the revelation of my divine nature, I will come to you, and I will bless you. Yenzwangantoni altara. I altara is an altar because there is flesh burning on that altar. Now, Tina, we are no longer sacrificing bulls and goats because the blood of Jesus has been shed, but in recognition of the shed blood of Jesus, Bazalwane, in recognition of this body that was crucified, we crucify our own flesh on the Won't somebody just hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us this morning? Won't somebody just hear it for what it is, Bazalwane? Life in the flesh is not the life of God. There is no life that can glorify God in the flesh. There is no life in this earth that can glorify God in the flesh. In fact, life in the flesh is limitation. It's a snare. It is an abomination before God. You know, one of the scriptures that the Lord was speaking to me about, Utim Tanam, you shall not use my name in vain. Hey! Hey, Bazalwane, you shall not use the name of the Lord in vain. When we walk in the flesh and insist on calling ourselves Christian, we are using the Lord's name in vain. Ngoba sisenyameni kodwa siclaim igama as igama lombuso that we are rejecting because we are choosing our flesh. Hi. I see, my family, that I think there's an issue with that call. So here's what we are going to do. We've got how many minutes is this? We've got 10 minutes, right, of incredible teaching coming. But before we do that, let me come and be faithful and hear what the family has to say. This is your voice notes, my family, coming through on 082-657-2729.
Morning, Ayanda and family of the Radio Pulpit. I'm speaking to Pindile. You're welcome, Ayanda.
Thank you, we're missing you.
Mm-hmm. When we are talking about reconciliation and that God is the Holy Spirit, we've given me ease with Lapago John 16. John 16. From verse 13, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
He will speak only his own.
He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Umoyengcwele, as we have said, that the Lord is now the Holy Spirit. Let us lika uNkulunkulu. And as nothing with says more young kinto esiyenzayo siyizwa kubaba.
Hallelujah.
Uthi lapha ku John 4:24, God is a spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So kuhlele kimi ukuthi ku 2023 let us use the Holy Spirit, moyo ngcwele kakhulu.
Jesus.
Moyo ngcwele. It's our comforter, it's our director.
Icho into sisi.
Umuntu moyo ngcwele is our GPS. Uyasidirecta kuko konke. So let us reconcile. Masibuyela kuNkulunkulu. Sina inyama yethu iyafa. And then umoyo ngcwele take control. This is 2023 is a year of favor. So a year of favor, we must have an year. This ayanda silalele sibe nomoya ongcwele wokulalela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna senzeni even emabandleni.
Hallelujah.
May God help us.
Mama,
you know, abantwana baka Israel mebesahamba. Umose White, if your present is not with us, we are not going. Let us be that church. If you are not with us, we are not going. Sing a hand lining in Yamayetu. Nangugwas Gwetu. May God help us. Have a blessed day. This is Ayand and family. Thank you.
Ah, come on, Lord. Siyabulela bawo. Uyathetha bawo ukuthi bazalwane this morning. Hallelujah. Uyathetha bawo this morning. Hallelujah. Siyamva. Mamsikwambana siyafuna umvuthixo ba uthini na. Siyamfuna umvuthixo mama uba uthini na kuwe. Hallelujah. Uthini bawo mamsikwambana, the Lord bless you.
Baba, sizongena ekuseni.
Ewe bawo.
Phansi kwendumiso yakho Jehova.
Ewe bawo.
Baba, akekho ufana nawe uNkulunkulu namandla.
Akekho bawo.
Siyazibongela baba, sisondela kuwe ngomkhuleko. Siya surrender uNkulunkulu namandla.
Ewe bawo.
Sithi baba uyingcwele. Akekho baba ufana nawe Nkosi yami. Oh baba, singena nokuthuthumela sizitshela ukuthi kwenze njani manje uDisemba. Oh wasidlulisa wena train ezula esukayo.
Jesus.
Ah, wasidlulisa Jehova. Emakhamandeleni kaSathane.
Ewe baba.
Wasidlulisa baba ibopheni zaka devil. Wasihambisa uNkulunkulu namandla, wasigcina ngomusa. Kuze kube la sikhona Jehova nomusa.
Ewe baba.
Baba ungabheki ukona kwethu. Kepha ubheke indlela esikukhonza ngayo mosiyengcwele. Masingalahlekela uwe, siyeke wena. Singaba yimi phansi komthunzi.
Ewe baba.
Baba uyasazi ukuthi sinjani. Sixolele mesiyo ingcwele. Siguqa phansi nathi sifana neNgilosi. Sithi baba uyingcwele, uyingcwele. Uyingcwele uNkulunkulu namandla. Baba senza ukuthi sinamathele kuwe kuze kube phakathi.
Ewe baba.
UNkulunkulu namandla ngiyazibongela ekuseni. Bangisazovuka uNkulunkulu namandla ngiyodumisa igama lakho enkonzweni ngiyohlangana nabantwana bakho baba. Ngiphe isibindi Jehova nomusa. USathane unamaqhinga ukuthi noma sivuka siyodumisa wena. Sovuka sizinabo eshuna ntontoni. Loko masihambe sinjalo. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi sisemseni. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu namandla nokuthi usiholise umntana wakho ukuthi nasonke isikhathi asivuselele imimo yenu Nkosi. Siyabonga wena injini yemphefumulo yethu.
Ewe baba.
Siyabonga wena ngqonqosho. Akakho tata ofana nawe. Uyingcwele uNkulunkulu namandla, uyingcwele. Siyabonga. Sibongela umhlaba wonke. Baba ngene sibhedlele, ngene emajele, ngene emakhaya. Ngena la kuneyiphithiphithi baba bese kuyathula. Nkulunkulu namandla ngiyazibongela ekuseni. Umama uShukambane spread you. Inkosi Thixo wethu.
Amen bawo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's 44 minutes after 6. That is your time, my family, this morning. The taste of what the Lord is saying and doing in our midst is absolutely sufficient. You know, inye into tetwa nguthixo namhlanje kuseni. Asike siyeke, you know, inyama yethu. Let our flesh rest in peace. Kulonyaka ke simvumele umoya ongaphakathi kuthi umoya wavusa uYesu Kristu ethuneni. Ke simvumele aphile le mpilo kaKristu kuzawubonakala inkazimulo kaThixo. Oh, my family, this morning, this is my greatest desire for myself. It is my greatest desire for the body of Christ. It is my greatest desire that we shall indeed embrace this new life in Christ, the life in the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. We are now crossing over to teaching with Pastor John Piper. And the title of this message is You Cannot Obey God Without God. And may all of us be exceedingly blessed this morning as we hear what the Lord has to say through Pastor John Piper.
Inspiration on 657 AM.
First session of what Jesus demands from the world. Let me tell you where the conception of these lessons in this book came from and lead into one of the most primal, basic, fundamental demands that Jesus ever made from the world, namely, you must be born again. Years ago, I was pondering the Great Commission, especially the second half of it. And it occurred to me that this Great Commission that Jesus gave to us for the world has a second half to it, and it's really big. It says, and teach them, those people that you have made disciples, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And I thought to myself, do we even know all that he has commanded us? And so what I did was I took a break, about a four-month break, and I read the Gospels, all four of them, all the way through, over and over, and collected all the imperatives, all the commands, all the demands. I think I had 500 imperatives of some kind or another. And I noticed that it didn't say, teach them all that I have commanded you. Did you catch the difference? It said, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you, Matthew 28, 20. Which means my responsibility as a discipler of the nations, of the church, is not just inform them what Jesus commanded. Rather, it's to speak in such a way, teach in such a way, pray in such a way that people actually do what he commanded. Now, that makes me feel absolutely helpless, right? How can I so teach that people are so transformed so deeply that they can do these radical commands that Jesus commanded? But that's the challenge I set before myself. I asked, Father, how do you do this commission? How do you teach? How do you lead a study group so that people don't just find out what Jesus said, but rather do it? The answer to that question is surely, keep the demands connected to the person. Keep the demands connected to the work of Jesus. He died for sinners. He conquered death. He conquered Satan. He conquered sin. He was perfect. He poured out his Spirit. All of this is part of the Gospels. And I got this conviction as I was working on this, and I'll throw it out for you to discuss. I don't think Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John intend for any part of their Gospels to be read or understood apart from all the other parts of their Gospels. Think about that. Especially the last part of their Gospels. I don't think the end of their Gospels where Jesus dies, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many, Mark 10:45. I don't think the Gospel writers mean for us to read any part of the Gospels apart from that statement, apart from Jesus' person and work. So surely the answer for how to bring people into an observing of the demands, not just a knowing of the demands, is keep the demands close to the person, keep the demands close to the work. So that leads us now to one of those first primal commands that connect us to the person, connect us to the work. So here we are in John 3, right? This is the most important place in the Gospels where the new birth is talked about. So Nicodemus, this Jewish ruler, is coming to Jesus at night and says, we know that you're a teacher come from God. And before he can get a question out of his mouth, Jesus says, unless you're born again, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. I mean, it's just mind-blowing that he would go straight to the heart of the matter like that. And to make sure that Nicodemus realizes what's at stake, he says in verse 5, unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven, which means your eternal life is riding on your new birth. Nicodemus is flabbergasted. He, like so many of the people that interact with Jesus, he doesn't have a clue what Jesus is saying. He thinks, well, you have to crawl back up into your mother's womb and be born again. And Jesus clarifies for him in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh
is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And what does that mean? First time you're born, Nicodemus, John Piper, you're just flesh, meaning just human. No divine reality alive in you at all. Your spirit is dead. There's no life in your spirit. But that which is born of the Spirit, second time birth, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, meaning, I think, alive. Your spirit is alive. Once your spirit was dead, you had no communion with God at all. You didn't have eyes for things of the Spirit. You didn't have a love for God, a delight in God, a love for the Bible. Everything was dead, boring, blank. And now something happened. You were touched by the Spirit and you're alive. Your spirit is alive. So Jesus has two categories for human beings, right? Dead living people and living living people. Let the dead bury their dead, he said in the Gospel of Luke. When the prodigal son came home, he said to the older brother, don't you know your brother who was dead is alive? How did that happen? It happened by a new birth. The Spirit gives life to the Spirit. And how does that happen? Jesus is saying everybody needs that. Everybody in this group needs it. I need it. Everybody in the world must be born again or they won't enter the kingdom of heaven. We're all born dead, just flesh. And Paul said, the mind of the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God. It cannot do the things that God tells it to do. We're not getting anywhere with the demands of Jesus without being born again. And so he says in verse 8, the wind blows where it wills. You don't know where it came from. You don't know where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Good morning, Sister Yanda. Good morning, family. Welcome, Sister Yanda. We missed you. This is the day, this is the year that the Lord has made, and we just have to do what we need to do, to praise God. This is what He says to us. This is the word this morning. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 14. Sister Ayanda, we say thank you to God for this day. Thank you for our lives spared for this year. I pray for this year for us to be faithful to God and to do what we need to do. I say thank you to Sister Ayanda that is back. I say thank you for the sister that was standing in for Sister Ayanda, because the work of God has to be proclaimed. I say even thank you for all the pastors, all the mamas, all everybody that is busy praying on the radio pulpit, seen and unseen. We say thank you for them. We say thank you, Lord, for this program that we can call upon your name. Thank you for everything that you're going to do for us this year and still going to do. I ask it and I pray it in the name of Jesus, because you are able this morning, greater God. For even you said, my Father, Lord, in Genesis 16, verse 13, you are God who sees me. So that's why we have to stay faithful and pray for our country and pray for our government. With God, nothing is impossible. We just have to hand it over in prayer and everything will be done in a certain way. God is able. In the name of Jesus this morning, I can only say amen and amen.
And bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Sanbonani Ayanda, siyabingelela egameni kweJesu nemizimba kaKristu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu Nkosi yami nakulonyaka, siyabonga. Siyabonga kuzo iphimbo lakho futhi Nkosi yami nabo bonke abobaba. Ubaba Nkosi kusena sakhuluma Nkosi yami ngomoya ongcwele. Ngempela lavuka izwi kimi la kusambulo. Kuchapter 1 kuverse 10. Uthi uJohane ngangikumoya ngosuku lwenkosi ngezwa emva kwami izwi elikhulu kungathi elekilongo. UJohane kwangekho mnandi esiqhingini sasePatmos kepha waholwa ahola ngumoya ongcwele ngoba sifanele masabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siholwe umoya kaNkulunkulu sengekho mnandi yithi kepha sizizwele lobo mnandi bukamoya ongcwele sihamba naye njengoJeremiya chapter 32 verse 17 athi Nkosi wena uNkulunkulu wamandla wonke akukho kukwehlulayo.
Haleluya.
Ngempela nathi sisho njalo namhlanje ukuthi ngempela kufanele sihole umoya kaNkulunkulu. Moya ongcwele siyabonga, moya kaNkulunkulu siyabonga. Ngengisho njalo ngithi uma umntana kaNkulunkulu ungaqabanga ukuthi uyohamba uthandwa ngeenkathi zonke abantu bonke, makunjalo futhi kumekulihlole lilivanyeni
kwatsama
uthelela uthi mabotoro ulimnadi kanakuhle ngekufika ezinye izimo ziwujikele, kepha uloku uzwela uNkulunkulu akhuluma kuwe, kumele wena uloku ukhuluma umdumiso uthi
babaenjengawe.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga ithandwa sezulu, uNkulunkulu abe nani name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, mama. Mam Jobe kuseni bethunana. Before that, Sister Nancy, the Lord bless you so much. Bazalwane, ingathi sizayishiya phanje, kodwa ke asizuyishiya. Mama Solani singakhange size kuwe, mama. Mam Langeni, Mam Langeni uthathe leave before me ngoDisemba. Mam Langeni, it's so good to hear from you, mama. Ungaphinde please ulahleke ungasixelela ba uphi. I really just want to follow up because we were praying about a matter in your life and we just want to know ba uThixo umuve wakuthatha wakubeka phi. Bazalwane, this is where we leave it. I want to encourage this morning, is it sister or brother Khanti? Uthi umzalwane this morning. Good morning, Sis Ayanda and family. I just want to share the vision I got on Friday while I was praying. God dropped in my spirit that we call ourselves Christians, we should be on the forefront, but the church is asleep, not seeing what is being planned by government. And in the vision, I saw five virgins holding their lamps in their hands, walking up front. Hey, bazalwane, uba uyatheta bethunana, it's overwhelming. Budwam, it would be lovely if you could send us a voice note simveka kuhlubawo, you know, so that dingafundi on your behalf. Kunomehluko ekuseni maseke khona uJehova. Mam Alice, noma sizuyigqiba mntasekhaya kodwa siyafuna umvuthixo, uthini na ubawo kuwe.
Ngiyakubingelela Ayanda nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit ekuseni kwisonto. Amnkosi okhulumayo, ngicela ukukhuleka baba egameni lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Ekuseni siza kuwe sizothi uyingcwele,
uyingcwele
phakeme kakhulu. Nkosi yamakhosi, akekho onjengawe, akekho ufana nawe, akekho nongalinganiswa nawe. Siyabonga ekuseni wena Nkulunkulu okhona nowawukhona nozobuya masinyane. Ezwini lakho lapha kuJohane chapter 15, inhliziyo zethu mazingakhathazeki, sikholwe nguwe, sikholwe nangubaba, ngoba ekhaya likababa kunezindlu eziningi. Uthi kube bengenjalo bowuzositshela ukuthi uyahamba uyosilungisela indawo, noma uhambe uyosilungisela indawo, uthi uzobuya uzosilanda.
Hallelujah.
Ukuze where you are, we will be also. Siyabonga.
And this is where we leave it this morning, my family. Sifaka ku pause. Sifaka ku stop. We'll be back on Sunday. Siyaqhuba bethunana, siyafuna umvuthixo uba uthini. We love you so much. The Lord bless you in this month, and may you show forth the glory of Christ by laying down your flesh. May I show forth the glory of Christ by laying down my flesh and allowing the life of the Spirit to shine forth and draw all men unto Christ. It's exactly 7. We're crossing over to church here on Radio Pulpit.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.